and welcome back to Hindsight 2020, where even with disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say hello, players.
Hello,
Hi, players.
I feel like we're a little rusty on that. That's okay. Oh, did you think it was a good one?
No, I was pretty proud of myself.
Ooh.
I wish I had said, like, howdy, and Kate had said, bonjour. Oh.
Salut.
Je m'appelle.
We'd have to be clever for that, but, you know. Yes, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Good to be back indeed. We are getting close to solving this solution with the dragons. Before we continue, just remember, you can find us on Instagram at hindsight20_20 and online at hindsight20-20.com. And we need to talk about a recipe, yeah?
Yeah. You might have noticed that currants seem abundant in Perlin's Pier, and so Ida Fields uses them all the time to make her currant orange scones. Oh. You will never need another scone recipe after this one.
Oh.
You can use fresh or dried currants, whatever you can find at your local markets. And I recommend you top them with cinnamon sugar because it adds just a little bit of spice. And feel free to mix it up if you want to add baking spices to the scone or sprinkle something else on top, like a crunchy turbinado sugar. That would be amazing. You can make them by hand or use a food processor, whatever's easier. And these scones are so good. The dough whips up in like 10 minutes. You bake them for 15 to 20 minutes straight from the oven. They're so good paired with butter or clotted cream or a lemon curd or even any type of jam.
All right, thank you very much. And without further ado, welcome back to Hindsight 2020. All right, so previously, well, not to go too far back, but to establish context, we had a little incident with a young dragon in Perlin's Pier, and after some exploration, some communication with the young dragon, you discovered that it was looking for its mother, and through some inspection around train facilities and warehouses, you were able to deduce that there is another train car within the property of Perlin's Plastics and Textiles that shows signs of damage from some large creature of some sort. After a little bit wandering about town, doing some shopping, Robert Perlin himself busted in and seemed to have a bit of a problem. Boko inserted herself as an investigator, and y'all ended up getting hired to look into what might be going on at the factory. Y'all entered the factory, did a few, I suppose, mundane tasks for some of you. Maybe some more exciting for others, but eventually ended up coming across, Alzu's Shadowcaller, Perlin's second in command, having a meeting with a hooded and cloaked figure in a large furnace room where a large green dragon was bound and tied to a turnstile that appeared to be operating bellows to keep the furnaces stoked. You initiated combat with this cloaked fellow and his comrades, and it was a bit of a fiery battle. Some crazy things going on there. A little bit of flirtation from our rabbit friend towards the towards the firecaster. Some web and a bit of a surprise. Yes, a bit of a surprise. Disappearance from Ziggy as he went invisible and perhaps unwittingly took advantage of that invisibility to unbind the dragon while combat swirled around him. Well, y'all defeated the enemies as they immolated and burned in their defeat. The primary cloaked figure uttered the words, "All hail the Phoenix King," or disappearing in flame. And that was more or less where we left things off. There was a little bit of, Alzi was unconscious still.
And tied up,
yes. I believe Marion used disguise self to try to start shooing people out of the factory so that we can figure out, you know, what do we do now to get this this dragon back?
This is a public service announcement. There has been an incident reported at Perlin's Plastics, forcing an evacuation of employees. Please avoid that area at all costs until we are able to confirm it is safe to resume its normal operations. Thank you. This has been a public service announcement from the Perlin Town Constabulary.
I do want to make sure that the entire property is cleared out.
All right, so...
In case I didn't do that before.
All right, so you're going to be... It's going to probably take you about somewhere between 10 and 20 minutes to really get through the premises of the factory as in your Robert Perlin disguise, to especially going back to the office area and making your way through there. As you're going back through there...
Oh, no.
I'm curious, how do you walk as Robert Perlin?
I think there's a lot of shoulder swinging and long steps. Thumping steps. Not fast.
Like his head bobs a good six inches.
That's it. You know, I'm probably not quite as big as he is. Like, I doubt I can make myself quite at... Like, if
that's a good point.
Not quite as you're big, can I?
In
or
heels?
Is he what? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, you've got long feet, so you could just go on your tippy toes.
Exactly, that's all.
You can seem 1 foot shorter or taller and could be your thin, fatter in between.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, all nice.
Right. Yeah, I'll okay, just cool. do my darndest.
One other question. When you're Robert, are your thoughts in Robert's voice or your own?
Oh. Definitely his, because you
gotta stay in character.
Stay in character.
That's a good point.
Okay.
The only way to live.
Yeah.
So you go on through, you start going through some of the different warehouse rooms, conveyor belts, telling, you know, oh, get on out of here, you know. However you plan on screaming, I don't know. I feel bad.
Just go on. Clear out.
All right.
Repeatedly.
He's not safe.
Yes.
So, and you see, so there's like a couple of gnomish fellows as well as a raccoon folk working around the conveyor belt area. And the raccoon folk, like, his ear twitches, and he kind of looks at you a little confused, but then is like, free time off, all right. And starts waddling away with the rest of the group heading on out. As you're working on through things, you pass Kevin on his way out, being like, I hope they still pay me for the full day. And eventually you make your way more into the office areas, where you can definitely see there is Tenalt, the little satyr guy off to the side, who's like kind of carrying papers back and forth. He's like, hey, Mr. Perlin, sir, it's good to see you here. I didn't expect to see you. Is there something I can do for you?
Things have gotten a little dangerous downstairs, and we need to clear the building.
Dangerous,
sir. Out.
Oh, yeah. Let's,
Thank you, Tenalt.
All right. Yeah, I'll clear out. Yeah. Okay, everyone. Yeah, we're gonna need to go, okay? Okay, yeah. Yeah, this way. Just, yeah, don't... sir, is it safe to grab our things? How big of an emergency is this?
Grab your things before
all right,
going.
All right, okay, everyone, you go ahead. You can grab your jackets and things. Just everybody clear out.
You know,
yeah.
Just a bunch of, okay, all right, blah, 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 blah. Moving out. Banst is over there like,
Okay.
Shuffles on out.
I like you.
And the rooms start to clear. As you continue down towards what you know to be Alzu's office, you reach the mail room, and the second you reach the mail room, you can see that the bay window is open and Arakocker have already flew out. They presumably having heard you announce it, they were just like, all right,
smart.
Peace, later, I'm out, just take flight. And off they go. While Robert Perlin, do you hear the quotation marks? I hope so, is out doing this, what are you two doing?
I'm poking the fire in the furnace.
Okay. All right.
With a stick that I found.
it's pretty warm. So you're getting nice, like a nice toasty feeling.
I get
feeling.
As close as I can and then I decide maybe I shouldn't reach all the way in.
Once you start smelling a little hint of chicken breast, you're like, yeah.
I just throw the stick.
And the stick kind of does a little flip before it hits a piece of the wood that like kind of crumbles in the fire and sets off a few sparks in your direction.
Oh,
just enough to be like, oh, okay.
That was cool, right, though.
You know. But,
I have a couple stones in my bag. Maybe I'll chuck those in.
Ding, 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 ding.
Heck yeah. Hey, Ziggy, watch this. Throw another one.
Not bad. I'm assuming I'm back from kind of checking out the pathway to the train yard area.
Ah, yes.
And so waiting for Robert to be back, I'm going to study the mechanism a little more that they're using to power the furnaces.
Okay.
And basically with the goal to understand, is there potentially another way of doing this that doesn't require a massive dragon?
Mm, so the mechanism that the, like with your examination, especially taking time to do it, it's pretty easy. It's not a very complicated mechanical device. Essentially, the turnstile in the center of the room goes up to a gear that rotates like so, and it has multiple, so I guess it's facing upright, the teeth go out to the sides, I don't know. So it has multiple gears that are then perpendicular to that, that then have their own kind of turnstiles heading out to the different sides of the walls, where they meet with another gear system that just has one of those, like, they're still like kind of a mixture of wooden with copper fittings beams, but they have the kind of bends in them so that as the pole will move further and closer from the bellows and actually compress and then release and compress and release as it's looping around. Does the U's in the shaft make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I had
a
better word for that.
There's a word for that, isn't there?
Technically, it could be a camshaft.
Nice. Nailed it. Learned that from Gizmos and Gadgets.
Totally knew what that was when I was describing it. I just needed to make sure y'all knew. You know, you can't say camshaft and have everyone be like, what?
You got to keep that in mind. That'll be proud of me.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I think players and listeners like to figure out what the heck I'm talking about on their own, you know?
You got to leave something to the imagination.
All right, but but more or less, at least from what you were able to overhear in the grate before the combat and examine the system, it's pretty clear that this was a makeshift solution to kind of not put a Band-Aid on, but the purpose in getting a dragon was to have it stoke the furnaces with its breath, and in the absence of it having fire breath, like, oh, well, now we have a dragon, I guess we should put it to use.
And also, it's probably cheaper than trying to smuggle the dragon back out.
Pretty much. Yes. Good.
Like we are about to do.
It's certainly
free.
Certainly a bit more dangerous, that's for sure. All right. And so after some time of the examination, throwing of the rocks, 10, 20 minutes or so.
Oh, man, it feels
Marion
like it's been 10
it
or 20
back.
Minutes.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
I slam open the door for effect. Is it open? I tried to.
I mean, did you close it on the way out is really the question.
I feel like I would have left like a little something jammed in the... What? Do we plan
we'll
a secret
open it
knock?
For you. Yeah. I'll just open it and peek. And if it's not, you'll slam it real quick.
Does Boko remember that Marion looks like Robert
I'd
right now?
I'd probably slam it on you, and then you have to knock again.
That wasn't that agreed upon.
Oh, wait,
knock?
Okay.
I slam it open and Boko slams into the wall. Perfect.
Chicken pancake.
With my strength, you pulled it shut on me.
All right. After a little bit more time, probably another 10 minutes or so goes by.
Man, another 10 minutes already?
I
exactly.
want to be like...
It's going to be a long day if you keep
lighting.
Doing this, Ziggy.
You just sit over there. 60, 59, 58, 3, 2, 1, 60, 59.
Oh, it's another minute, guys.
Please, have mercy.
But after just a handful more minutes, there's a little bit of a bong, bong,
is that?
Bong. Which one of you has the sending stone from Robert? Oh.
I think I do.
Well, you feel, along with that, hearing that sound, you feel a little bit of a vibration. It has a kind of a weird vibration pattern, but you're able to, you're actually able to differentiate it from the your guild's ringtone, so to speak. It has a different feel in the buzz. I don't know why that matters to me, but it does.
A different vibrating pattern for each family member.
So you're not surprised when you pick up and it's not the guild guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'll pull out the sending stone.
All right. So when you pull it out and I think you just have to like rub it to...
What do we tell him?
No, sending stones, it's almost like a pre-recorded message being sent.
Oh, good, okay.
So it's not like a phone call. But when you answer the sending stone, you hear Robert Perlin, he's like, I don't understand what's happening down there. I just received word that members of my factory are departing, and well, if you don't give me a good explanation, I will be down there in 5 or 10 minutes post haste.
I might have overdone it.
Any ideas on how long it would take him to get here?
Well, he said 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then he would head down,
and he's posting haste.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good point.
We could tell them about the dragon. But actually, okay, now that everyone's gone, though, what's he going to do about the... He's not going to stop us from getting the dragon out, right?
We could tell him we got Alzul, caught him, and there was a bit of a scuffle, and we wanted to make sure everyone was safe.
Yeah, there were cultists.
Yeah.
There was a dangerous situation, for sure.
Yeah.
And we also didn't want to, you know, people to think that he was involved in a cult.
No.
So, you know, we're trying to save his good name, right?
Right. This was all for his benefit.
Mm.
Every step of the way.
Yeah. So maybe we could say something like,
who wants to do the sending of the message? How do you do that? Do you know how that works?
Yeah, like this. And I'll press the record button.
The record button.
Hi, Mr. Perlin. Yes, for everyone's safety, we needed to clear everything out. We're not quite finished, though, but we'll be sure to update you as soon as we're done.
We do believe we've apprehended the culprit you were looking for, though. Just cleaning up now.
There were also cultists and some...
Hang up.
Do sending stones have a limit?
I don't think so.
It cuts
so,
off like mid-zibby.
There are also cultists.
Like, it's... I think it's like a matter of a few sentences. It's not like... It's a little...
So one sentence each.
I think it's a little loosey-goosey.
Well, mostly. I get a sentence fragment in there.
Marion, do you still have a disguise kit?
No, I don't.
You gonna try and disguise the dragon?
Maybe.
I don't have a disguise kit.
How big are typically disguise kits?
I have a healer's kit. We could just gauze it.
Well,
a mummy dragon. Mean,
you would use up the nine remaining uses of that to mummify a dragon.
I have this cloak. Might not cover most of her, but I can toss it over her back, see how much it covers. I'll whip it off and...
I would appreciate it if you didn't bind me again.
Oh. No, we won't bind you.
I
We're actually trying to protect you by making sure you're not as visible or noticeable.
Question for you, actually.
Yes?
Have you met a rather large man before?
That's such a good question,
Roger,
Ziggy.
That's a large
vague
man.
Question.
The one that I looked like before I left.
No.
Okay.
Okay,
good. Because that was about to get deep.
Kind of that's a good. The wings
that's
a, little
a
bit.
Good question.
Stretches.
We don't know if he's.
Do we have any healing
involved
for her? Just in case.
She is, as far as like hit points go, she's not necessarily injured. She's more along the lines of weakened.
I see. Okay. Like, it's like an exhaustion
She's still working on like stretching out her wings because they've been bound for some time at this point, and just like, you know, you're just walking for, you know, 12 hours a day around a turnstile, and it's exhausting.
If you want to lay down and stretch out your wings, I could walk on them one at a time, try and massage them back into life.
Just rolls over, spreads them out.
Skitter back and forth with like little karate chop feet.
It's like a little chicken tap dance or something. Yeah.
I mean, oh, thank you.
It's the least I can do, really.
Any other ideas or plans?
If Robert does show up, okay, does he know that you can disguise yourself? Because should we... If he catches wind, should we admit to the fact that it was a disguised version? Or should we say it was like an illusion that Madame Madras gave us or something? Just, you know.
I think I'm okay either way, whatever's best.
Okay.
Also, if he does show up, there's no reason he has to come into this room.
Right. I mean, it's probably best if he doesn't, for his own safety.
I'm sure he'll call back, though, if he plans to arrive.
We could bring Alzu. Yes, out to him.
One option to buy time, actually, we could send a message that we're bringing the culprit to him, and...
But then we'd have to leave her in here.
You'd be okay on your own in here for a while, right?
It'd be scary.
A little bit, maybe.
Somebody could stay back.
Yeah. I was gonna say we could split up.
That's scarier.
Or just tell Robert to come down and we'll meet him out front with.
Yeah. So then he doesn't ask any questions. Yes.
Do we have, aside from...
We could debrief him here.
Yes.
Aside from the verbal admittance from Azul, do we have any papers or anything that show he was involved?
I mean, I could go check his office and see if there's any, like...
Did you see anything earlier when you were checking his office?
Oh, the letter! Can I check his person for the letter?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
The letter?
Yes! Do I have to roll for that?
No, nice. I mean, he's tied and bound. I mean, I'd say for
the... He's got a dex save.
Yeah. Like, it's just, as you pat him down, you feel a little bit of material inside, like, the right breast pocket of his vest. And it's pretty, you know, pretty obviously a piece of paper that you pull out. And it has the notes about...
Is it incriminating enough?
It's enough to indicate that... Trying to remember exactly what I wrote on the letter. I believe...
What's it say, Boko?
Just give me a sec. I'll summarize.
Yeah, it more had to do with the meeting. I don't believe it explicitly mentioned the dragon,
right.
But it did mention a meeting.
Clandestine
and had
meeting.
Actually, it has Barun's name on it. Barun Zukrad.
Oh, that's the menacing man?
Z-U-K-R-A-H-D.
Z-U-K-R-H-D?
R-A-H-D.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
Need a vowel
Barun
in there.
Is B-A-R-U-N. Barun Zukrad. And that is the...
That's his last name?
The Menacing Man.
Yes, that is the Menacing... Yeah, the...
So, that will help, certainly. But maybe I can look into, you know, with insight of... the machinery in here that he's had built undercover. Maybe I can find something in his records that indicates he knew that this was happening. Right?
That makes sense. Didn't the whole finance department go home, too?
Yeah, so we can look through their records real quick.
I can stay here with Karim.
Okay.
Oh, I'm staying here.
Okay, I guess I'll go. by myself.
I can help do maybe half of it.
That would be nice.
And I wanted to look around and see if there is spare rope or pulleys.
Go ahead and do an investigation check.
21.
Okay, yeah. So there were some boxes around the edges of the room, especially against the southern wall where the door that y'all entered on. And one of the crates, it's probably about like, it's a 2x2 crate. You're able to kind of, takes a little bit of effort, but with your wrench, you can pretty easily get some leverage to pop the top off of it. And you do have a couple packs of tightly bound like cord. It's like it's less rope and more cord. Like it's been woven for essentially for industrial strength, more or less. It is not unlike the cord that was tying Kyrim to the turnstile in the center of the room. There are three bundles that are about 20 feet long each, and unfortunately, no pulleys. There is spare wood that seemingly could have been used to like carve the gears and stuff out, the different fittings that they use to, you know,
hand carve the gears.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
impressive.
I know, crazy, right?
We could tell Mr. Perlin to stop by Miss Thessaldall's store and grab a scroll of Zone of Truth as well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe as a backup if we can't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
And off when we're going.
All right. So to exit.
Yeah, to the... We're walking. We're looking for evidence.
All right. So where do you go to look for the evidence?
I'm going to start in Alzu's office.
You're going to start in Alzu's office? You as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So both of you, go ahead and give me investigation checks.
And in the meantime, I'm going to use some woodworker's tools to try to make a... How many furnaces are there?
There are... I believe there are five. There are two smaller ones on the western wall, two smaller ones on the eastern wall. Those are about 10 to 15 feet in width. And then there's on the northern wall, the really big one that's about 20, 25 feet in, like at the base before it kind of cones up.
The big one, does it only have one bellow on it?
No, it has two sets of bellows on it.
Okay.
Because of the
size. Then I'm going to attempt to make something like 6 to 10 pulleys, like carve them out of wood if that's available. Okay. While they're doing this.
Alright, sounds good. Go ahead. Either give me just like a... I'm trying to figure out if this should be like a sleight of hand, like dex check, or if this should be like a user spellcasting modifier because you're using your workmanship.
Ooh.
They're more or less the same.
Okay.
More or less.
15?
15? Alright. Alright. You're able to start whittling away at it. It's not the quickest, easiest work you've had. Like, just with the pulley, you know, something about the curvature on the pulleys, it's like the wood doesn't want to cooperate quite as well, so you have to take a couple passes. But given enough time, you are able to shape them to your liking. And
13.
13? 21. 21. So, Marion, you start ruffling through papers on the desk. There's just a couple different stacks of parchment. Nothing really sticks out other than, like, this is kind of, you know, here's some just, like, correspondence with, like, supply lines, different transportation, trying to get materials from Perlin's Pier, trying to get products shipped out towards Isant and out to the greater continent. So there's just some different business agreements happening there. You do actually find a rather angry letter signed by a handful of fishermen in Perlin's Pier who have taken their complaints towards the commercial fishermen to Alzu's desk. It's just a lot of, most of it's empty-handed threats, just expressions of anger from just like, we, the fishermen of Perlin's Piers, have had enough of this. We will not stand for further theft of our goods, our products, so on and so forth. This is to notify you, if this continues, we will retaliate.
To Alzu?
To the desk of Robert Perlin, but it seems that that has found its way to Alzu instead.
Okay.
Alzu often runs, you get the impression that Alzu runs a lot of the factory's stuff when Robert isn't around. And in that letter, you notice there's dozen and a half names on there. You do notice the name of Tom, and you notice Yosef and Nott as well.
Ooh.
For you, Boko.
Yes.
Along the walls, there are series of bookcases. Some of it's just like books with, you know, like ledgers, different notes on things, but also like, you know, weird like fantasy self-help books, more or less, of like, how do you run a guild? Here's three easy steps, you know, stuff like that. But on the shelves near where you see what are clearly a bunch of ledgers, for the 21, you kind of get the sense that, like, some of the books don't seem quite as dusty as a couple, as the others surrounding them. Which is especially odd, because these books go back a few decades, and it's weird that, like, a random book from 12 years ago doesn't have dust on it. Mm-hmm. So you pull it out and, you know, look at the book. Not much going on with it. But you reach back onto the shelf, and as you're feeling on the back wall, you feel a little bit of a click.
Oh my gosh.
And a tiny little panel opens up, and there is a, like, smaller, probably like 3x4 inch, like little, it's like a mini ledger. And in that mini ledger are detailed notes of Alzu's adjustments of the funds from what he is doing versus what he's reporting to Robert.
Oh, I found something real juicy over here.
I just gasped loudly.
I know, well, I haven't even told you yet, Boko, and I look over. What's that?
Wait, sorry, what were you saying?
Nothing. What is that?
I just hand her the book.
The skimming.
Why would you keep track of it like this?
Oh, he's too organized for his own good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad he did, but I'm just flipping back through it.
How long does it go back to?
Oh, yeah.
I guess both of you.
It goes back only of a handful of months. You get the sense that it was a fairly recent addition. Either of you give me an insight check.
Ooh. Oh. 19 again? My dice are apologizing to me.
A natural 20 for 23.
All right, natural 20 for 23. Boko, something in you, like, tweaks. Like, it feels like something about it seems odd. Something about the timing seems particularly interesting, but you can't quite place it. Mm. It's like right on the tip of your beak, but you're not quite there. Marion, thinking about just what's happened over the past week and a half, everything involving Kaizum, now you're dealing with Kyrene, you've run into, like, Varun and selling the dragon to Alzu, and the more you think about the different stories that you've heard over the past week and a half, you get the sense that the skimming perhaps occurred in response to the dragon.
Oh.
Like the, how to explain it? The, like, funds were used to purchase the dragon with the expectation that it would cause an increase in production. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you'd get higher funds to justify the purchase of the dragon. This is more like right around the time frame that dragon was acquired, and now he's skimming off the top in order to cover up that original purchase.
I see.
Rather than own up to it and be like, hey, I have this useless dragon that I spent thousands of gold pieces on.
I see.
You gotta spend money to make money. You gotta spend money on a dragon that doesn't work out right, and you gotta spend more.
We When does the making money happen?
Poor Holes.
Man, he had a rough go, but I kind of have a hard time feeling bad for him because he started with a pretty dubious decision.
Kidnapping a dragon to put it to work indefinitely.
That seems like a low-risk business move.
I think this is enough proof.
I agree.
This has got to be.
Yeah.
I guess we can head back unless you want to search for anything else.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, does he have any cool trinkets on his desk?
He has a little letter opener that kind of looks like a sword, but on the hilt, it's, for whatever reason, the hilt is kind of shapes into the head of a goose. I don't know why. I don't know why. Think like the
Mary Poppins umbrella.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh.
But otherwise, yeah, it's just a bunch of business papers
I'm tempted,
and stuff.
But I don't think I'll leave it there. I think for a moment about planting it on him and then pretending that I'm going to confiscate it later. Like, oh, I can't. You can't have this on you. You're a prisoner now. But no, I'm not going to.
Okay, all right. But, yeah, other than that, nothing particularly. No, nothing that you personally wouldn't have already seen when you were in his office along his side.
No Newton's cradle or anything like that.
Is that the clacky balls?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Okay. That'd be fun to have.
It'd be fun. But like a magical version, they just kind of like Magneto in X-Men where it's just the balls floating.
Exactly.
Because he has the focus to do the make that happen in the background while he's having conversations. Oh, that's how that level of power.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's an interesting thing
That's
to dream
That's the real
about.
Superpower. Yeah. Yeah. The metal thing, nothing on the focus.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I love the idea of mundane application to superpowers, you know? Anyways, so y'all take your spoils? I don't know if that's the right word for
evidence.
It. Your contraband, your evidence. And head back to the furnace room.
This is Perlin's plastics, right?
Yes.
Are there any plastic zippy bags that I can put this evidence in?
No zippy bags.
just thought I'd throw that out there.
If you want to stop by the mail room, you could probably find some larger
envelope?
Paper envelopes.
Ooh.
And like some
I'll do that on the way
some
back.
Like smaller like you know rectangular parcels.
Is there a paper shredding animal? Do we ever come down to that in the mail room? I was looking for a paper shredding animal.
I don't.
I want to release
like
it just for kicks if there's
weasel.
A beaver tied up in a corner ready to shred paper.
No.
All right.
As much as I love one
tied up animal.
As much as I love the Flintstones imagery of it.
The beaver also left when the factory cleared.
Yeah, he punched out.
Well done.
He's like, that's a living. Trotted his way out.
They pay me really well. The benefits are amazing.
But get this. They don't include dental. He's picking paper out from between his teeth. But yes, you're able to, if you want to grab an envelope, you can.
Okay, I'll do that.
Place it in an envelope and
I'll
head back to the
scroll
first room.
Evidence on it with a pen or something.
So, about the time, I guess around the time, unless there's something else, you're just going to spend all that time carving pulleys?
Assuming it takes at that time.
I guess, it'll probably take, it would take a decent amount of time to get six of them going. But y'all are able to return to the furnace room pretty easily. The pulleys are finished. And right around the time that y'all return, you hear a voice in the distance going,
Marion, Boko, Ziggy, is anybody around here?
Oh, can we tell where it's coming from? Which door?
From It's echoey and a little distant. It's hard to tell exactly where it is, especially because you're on the...
Are we all okay. back in the room, or...
Yeah, if y'all okay. return to the room, then y'all are in a room on the northernmost end of the factory. So
okay.
why don't southern doors are really the only way out.
Boko, you and I carry Alzu out, yeah. and you just stay here with Kareem, and we'll try and keep him away.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All yeah. right. We'll try and carry him out.
Okay.
All right. So you each get under an arm... go through a doorway, and as you exit through the southern doors, you can still hear Robert shouting. He appears to be in the larger factory room just west of the conveyor belt room.
I'm going to shout back to him, "We're over here, Mr. Perlin."
Ah, okay. Very good.
I don't know where this is, but I'm not familiar with the layout right now.
Strides his way towards you. It's like, "All right, so what is the danger that caused you to shut down production in my factory?"
There were at least three dangerous cultists flinging magic around. Exploding into fire? Are you familiar with any of this?
Do you know what the Phoenix King is?
I'm sorry, slow down just a moment. How did you know they were cultists?
Oh, they said all hail the Phoenix King and burst into flames. So it just felt culty.
It did. It looked
That's
pretty
fair.
Culty,
that
too.
That does sound a bit cult-like. Why were they in my factory? What interest do they have in me?
Well, this guy, I'll gesture to Alzu,
yeah,
unconscious on the floor.
A letter. I produced the letter out of the evidence envelope and handed it over.
All right.
Alzu was meeting with them. He had a bargain with them to buy, I think, make an... Now, I don't know if it's an illegal purchase, but it feels trafficking.
Yes.
And he,
at least uncouth.
Pulls out a little,
at a minimum.
A little set of little glasses. They're kind of just like, it's like the bottom half of circles. It's just the semicircles that just sit on his sit on his nose, and just like these, they don't even really have ears on. They look like they just kind of sit there just enough for him to quickly read a thing. And he pulls the letter open, reads like, "All right, so this letter says he went to a meeting."
Yeah, I found that letter while I was taking notes in his office with him. I noticed it, and I tried to follow him to his meeting, and he met him in the furnace room, and that's where things got messy. The cultists started beating him up, and so it escalated into a big fight. And I mean, we couldn't be sure that there was only three of them, first of all, so we thought it was probably safest to get people out of there once things seemed like they were settling down. And also, I don't know that the furnace room is as functional anymore as it was a few hours ago.
Well, let's take a look at the damage then, shall we?
Okay, but before you go in there, you should be aware of the purchase that was made.
Now, we're not finished with our job, Mr. Perlin, but we will finish our job.
We didn't want anyone getting in the way and or injured.
There's a dragon in the furnace room.
A big one.
I beg your pardon.
A big dragon.
Now, we know her son and we're taking care of it.
She's friendly.
I don't even know where to begin with the questioning here.
Well, so, this guy, gesture again to Alzu.
His head limply falls the other way.
I'm going to kick him a little bit, kind of shove him over.
That's
this
one
guy,
death saving throw.
To purchase a fire-breathing dragon to keep the furnaces going better. But it's not a fire-breathing dragon, Mr. Perlin. Not at all. But I want to make sure you know that we're going to take care of her, and we don't want any harm to come to her. Him, we don't care as much about.
Interesting.
I do have as to the embezzlement charges, I pull out the little mini ledger. It seems like Alzu, once he had purchased the dragon and then found out that it wasn't the right kind of dragon, he started embezzling funds to try and make things work anyways. You can come in now and see what happened. There's...
I would like to see, get a better sense of what's going on in my factory here. Yeah. Are you sure she won't attack?
She's been very kind to us.
Yes.
All right.
She stepped on a goblin, though. But that was... She couldn't see. It was an accident.
All right, well, let's go. And and he's like, I'll take him. And he kind of grabs Alzi's collar and just starts dragging him behind him by the collar as y'all enter the... Hey, this is a big guy.
And it's a gnome.
Yeah, and enters the furnace room where, I guess, Kyrene kind of... taking a little bit of a siesta, a little bit of a snooze,
because
after the nice little wing massage that Boko gave. But the two of you and Robert enter a room with the dragon laying out. And Ziggy, what are you doing with those pulleys now?
At this point, I assume I'm probably was trying to mount some of them to the floor so that I could take some of the cabling and wrap it around the two bellows on the big furnace and then come under through that first set of pulleys. And then if I could find a second, either the ceiling or some sort of like maybe the catwalk or something, but a place to then go up. And I was just trying to see if I could make it conceptually work on one set of bellows for one furnace in a much easier fashion than what was needed by the central hub.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, in doing this little adventure, you would have recognized that there is a bar going around three walls of the room, which has a couple ladders that slide around to make it easier access to the catwalk. So you're able to easily move those, shuffle on up, figure out how you want to mount the pulley, get some cord in there, shuffle on down, so on and so forth. But go ahead and give me we'll do a d20 with your spellcasting modifier, your artificery skill, your mechanic ability to figure out how this prototype is going.
Probably pretty good considering that's going to be a 6.
Oh, it's, you get down, you start pulling on cords.
It was rough wood, okay?
You start pulling on cords and you realize that, like, I want to say you put on the pulley. The pulley's on backwards, but I don't. It's more that the spinning of the pulley doesn't really work. It's more of a slide than a spin, if that makes sense. You're free to keep working at it if you think it can be improved. But sorry.
No, I was just going to say, is this test happening then as they come back in?
Yes.
Just
okay, as they come in, yes. That test is going to be happening.
Then I'm going to just greet them as they come in. Hey, Mr. Perlin.
Hello.
You have quite the setup here that could use some work.
I see that now. See, looks around the room. It's pretty plain for all of you to see that this is not how he's used to the room looking. Like, it's like, this is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. It's like,
I like try and explain. So what happened was she was tied up here and she was walking around and like I don't really know what's actually going on, but
would
I
you actually like stand in place and pretend to be walking around and everything with your hands on it?
Yeah, I'm scampering around the room pantomiming.
Energetic little fellow, isn't she? And what is this mechanism you have going on here?
I was just trying to see if even with what you had here you could do something much simpler, make a not require a dragon to make this place work.
And he actually grabs the cords on the pulley, gives him a pretty decent yank, and it slides decently, but is probably not quite up to the
I'd recommend importing some pulleys, not these hand-carved ones I made in the last 30 minutes.
Interesting. I may have to pay you a consulting fee for this.
Consultants. And Mr. Perlin, over there, I don't want to rake her, but that's Kyrene.
Yes, I figured best not to approach her immediately after I entered.
Fascinating.
I hope you'll forgive me, Mr. Perlin, but I was trying to hide the fact that there was a dragon here because I was a little bit afraid that you would try and recapture her and bind her back to the wheel, and it was just really sad. If you'd seen it, it was super sad.
We don't want to fight you, Mr. Perlin.
Give me a We're pretty good persuasion fighters. Roll there, Boko.
Thank you.
Oh. Mayhap. Oh, no. That's 14.
14? Decent
enough. It's a negative modifier.
Not. Yeah. Whoops. not very charismatic, are we? Yeah. And you see, for just like a briefest flash, it seems like he perhaps ponders what you're saying about, you know, just...
He's like, oh, that didn't occur to me.
Yeah, let's like rehook at the dragon and just like make it easy. This is already set up here. We don't have to worry about anything else. It's like...
Oh, I should not have said anything.
Inefficient, Mr. Perlin.
And you said he, or she, you know her son?
Yes, and we need to reunite them. Do you have a way of helping us transport her to Perlin's Pier?
We plan to take a train.
That would be the best plan, I believe.
We would prefer not to put her in a train car because she's been pretty traumatized by this whole situation. Is there a way to...
We have a few... we probably have a few logging cars out in the train yard there.
Oh.
Just whenever we get timber from Isant that we use for some of our... productions.
Oh,
perfect. You know, as I can see, you found some wood at least to start working on these pulleys, and well, I'm sure that'll make a nice bed for her.
Thank you, sir.
That's great.
I can. Well, I guess I can't call for anyone because my workers aren't here right now.
Sorry.
Well, you can imagine now we couldn't move Kyrim with your entire staff.
Also, I didn't want word getting out that there were cultists and a dragon. I figured you might not want that on your PR. Well, situation.
Indeed. I appreciate that. I do.
Maybe we should have talked to you about it first, but it was...
Do any of you know how to run a train?
We all look at Ziggy.
What's going on? I look up from the pulleys I've been messing with.
We need a train conductor.
Well, in the absence of my employees at the moment, I need someone to run the train to bring the dragon back.
Oh, no problem.
Very good.
Regular speeds, please.
Well, this is the... this
Right, it's
is
not this modified.
The new train that... did you get the new train back yet, or is this the old train?
You would when you went and did your inspection, you would have seen that the train is in production. Yeah, let's make it the new train.
No.
Why not?
Assuming the train's the one I think it is, I'm the one who fixed it.
I guess, I'm sorry, is Ziggy, is that short for Zygmunt?
It is.
I have seen your Zygmunt. Name across some paperwork from the Gage Guild there.
Your name's Zygmunt? What's your last name?
Why are you asking me this?
I guess that's a personal question.
I'm sorry, I did not realize that was the
name.
Secret.
wasn't meant to be, but...
It's a nice name.
I guess it's... We still only met a week ago or, you know, a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
it feels like a long time.
Yeah, it does. Months.
Hey, now. So I will see what I can do about getting the car hooked up. And he vanishes out the room.
Do you need help? On his way up. Don't know if he hears me.
Are you particularly strong, my good feathered friend?
A little strong.
All right. Well, you may come with me then.
Excellent.
Should we meet you in the train yard?
Yes, you may do that.
All right. I'll go rouse with my mage hand. I will rouse.
Good idea.
Kyrim. It's just me, Kyrim. I'm sorry to wake you. We actually have your transport out of here.
That's
coming
good.
Along.
I'm sorry about the start. Many of my wakings have not been pleasant for a while.
I'm sure. I'm sorry.
Did you have a dream?
Not this time.
Well, if you follow Ziggy and myself, we'll take you to the train yard.
You're not putting me in a train car again?
No, our employer, Mr. Perlin, is going to have a login car ready for you.
He's not with them?
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
He actually hired us to essentially free you. Because he saw that someone was taking his money.
Sorry, I just realized. Is he still dragging Azu? Or did he leave him in the furnace room?
Yeah, to go out to the... he'll just drag Azu behind him.
As we hollered him, he turned around and dragged him in a circle.
Just throw him in a train car. Then, we'll deal with him later.
Dragging him. So, y'all turn to go. I guess Robert and Buck are going to be a little ahead. It's like, all right, so... what kind of, how much are you, benching these days, my little friend?
Well, you know.
Any squats, clean presses, deadlifts, anything?
You know, I've, don't know what those are.
He's a gym rat?
But.
He's a big guy.
I can punch really hard, so.
Well, that's
that.
Good then. Very good.
I'd give him a couple jabs, air jabs.
Ooh, careful, I got it. Got a little catch on my side there from many years. Hunting incident, got scraped by a boar once.
I'd love to hear that story later.
I would love to tell it. Just a fun little hunting tale.
A mental note to ask about the hunting story.
So you head off to the train yard, dragging Ozzy by the collar still. about halfway there, he actually does like do one of those like pull up and then catch sort of things.
Oh.
So then he has Alzu tucked under his arm with his butt facing forward, just kind of like limply hanging there, this little gnome under this giant man's arm, as you continue walking down through the conveyor belt room out of the factory into more of the warehouse area, and you're able to get to a train and off to as he head towards the eastern side of the warehouse area is where you end up with the actual train yard that is attached to the factory. There are only a couple tracks that lead in here. It's not like a massive train yard, but there is one that basically splits it going into two different warehouses to unload and then get on the conveyor belt system, move in, so on and so forth. And you have the train engine that you recognize from y'all's adventures before, and then off on the separate track there is a flatbed, like a couple of like flatbed what looks like logging cars, and Perlin just kind of sets Alzu down next to the train engine and is like, all right, so I'm gonna uncouple those cars there and you and I are gonna do our best and our darndest push it over here.
Okay.
So shuffles on over there, uncouples the cars, and you and he are both going to do strength checks.
Come on. Okay.
Would I have visibility of the two of them trying to do this?
All right. That's positive.
Yeah, I assume in the timing that y'all left, you all be pretty shortly behind them. And especially with putting Alzu down and going to actually uncouple it, y'all would be arriving at the train yard as well. Yes?
17.
Nat 20 for Robert.
Ding!
So with a big, hefty, like, flat palms against the train and little flat wings against the little bumper of the train, y'all start pushing, and it does budge. It does start to roll, as you can see the boots that Robert is wearing, like actually digging into the tread. And he, you notice after he starts to slip a bit, he starts using the cross beams of the track for traction to continue just...
I like to imagine just I'm just climbing the cross beams like a ladder horizontally.
They must be such a sight. Does Bobo come up to his knee?
It looks like
our hands are like this.
Yes. He's three times my height.
It looks like a bear and a chicken pushing a railroad car. Just this huge man burly man just pushing on the train car with a little chicken helping as best she can. It is surprisingly well as you all start pushing on over there and get it hooked up. Was there something you wanted to do while you were observing this?
No, I just wanted to watch.
Okay, cool. Just implication. I had to check. It's 100 meters or so. It's not the longest stretch, but it's also not short, you know. It's a bit of a huff. And as you start nearing the end of it, you can see that, like Robert's shirt is starting to get damp. Like, he is starting to build up a bit of a sweat, but still just moving along. And y'all are able to move the trains up. He takes a moment, stands upright, does a little back crack thing. All right, let's get these together. And he goes to couple the train stick, the flatbed to the train engine that you recognize.
We come up with Kyrene.
All right.
Kyrene, this is the login car that you can sit on for the journey.
Okay.
And this is the real Robert.
Very good.
He didn't know about this situation.
Thank you, I guess.
He's sorry, right, Robert?
Of course. I had no idea that this was happening. I'm very sorry. When he wakes up, there will be quite a discussion that we will be having.
Mm-hmm. I bet the two of you could share some good hunting stories with each other.
Well, Kyrene? Kyrene and Robert?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear those.
That would be simply magnificent.
If you want to hop along for the train ride.
No, I think I will have to deal with this fella here. And he grabs the collar again, and this time, just basically slings the dude over his shoulder.
Poor guy's going to wake up so bruised.
Gently.
I mean, he was beaten to unconsciousness before this, so.
Fair enough. And I was like, if there's, you say you can run it, yes?
No problem.
All right, if there's anything else y'all need from me, you have at least a couple places you can look to find me, either at my home or at the factory. I imagine I'm going to be there a bit more often now that I have to figure out what to do with Alzu and take over some things in his stead, more than likely. If you will, we can talk about this after things are sorted, but I understand that you got a number of magical items from Madras, and I just want to say, I will give you a choice in your payment. We can either talk financially or we can talk magic itemally, if that makes sense.
Oh, interesting.
But we can spare the details for now. Don't even mention it. I'm just glad more damage was not done.
Yeah.
Little gnome on his shoulder. Not his head. It's like, you have a good day.
Good day to you as well.
We can visit you.
If there's anything tomorrow? Else you need from us, yeah.
Indeed. Tomorrow I am most likely to be here, still sorting this mess out.
Okay.
But I will see you off then.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Perlin.
Thank you for everything, sir.
Thank you.
What time is it?
By this point, we're getting into late afternoon, early evening. The battle itself took place between noon and one, and with the effort of getting everyone out of there, Perlin would have arrived within an hour or so, and then trying to look around and get all this stuff set.
So, Robert, should we? Do you think we're safe to head out now, or should we wait until dark?
I think, for the most part, you should be good to go now, I believe. I think most of from here down the railways, there's not much in the way of foot traffic or anything like that. Maybe someone may catch a glimpse of a silhouette if they're looking north from the way, but unlikely.
Sounds good.
They'll probably just think they're seeing things anyway.
Marion, you remember how to get this thing started?
You bet. bit. And I'll ignite some coals and toss them in.
All right.
Or I guess I climb into the train.
I get to ride this time.
Oh, no, no, it's totally fine. Yeah. We don't need to do more rolls for this
thing.
Are
you going to need my jacket this time?
No. No, I won't.
I'm proud
can
of you.
I stand on the logging car?
All right. Yeah, you can stand on the logging car
and
with the dragon.
And just open my wings like a... Yeah. Like so doing the window thing.
I think the safest place to take this is probably back to Audrey's shop.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
She'll be okay with this, don't you think, now that she's
I'm
met?
Sure.
Oh, no.
Chasm.
Oh, she didn't see...
Let's
she
go.
Was, okay.
And I'll pull you know back on best. The throttle.
Okay. And you start moving. I very, very important question. Do you initiate the NOS?
Not in town.
Phew.
Not in town. Okay. I get on this journey. Are you
Does
going
Kyrene
to kiss the NOS?
I was
going to
wait until we're going, and then I wanted to check with Kyrene if she was happy with the speed or wanted to feel what real speed feels like.
Heard the hiccup.
Okay. Okay. I don't know how to make this decision for Kyrene. So, Jared, even or odd?
Odd.
15. So she will go with whatever you decide.
Karim, how fast can you fly?
I don't know. I fly.
I want to test something. I want to show you how fast this thing can go, and you tell me if you can fly that fast.
Okay.
I'm gonna hold on with all four claws. All
right.
To the lion
yourself.
All right. So then, once we're out of town, I'm going to engage the NOS and. Engage the excess steam and let it rip.
All right. So you let it rip. Anyone who's currently standing on the train, give me just a dex saving throw. I think that includes Boko.
Oh, dang
you're on the train, and I assume you're standing.
I was like, does it count if I'm holding on?
Natural 20 for 23.
Very nice.
Dex, you said? Saving throw.
Yes.
Nice.
12?
12, okay.
13.
13, all right. For the, it was a low DC just because, like, y'all have done this before. You don't have the train test has happened, so it's not as surprising as it was the first time. So the DC was only an 11, nothing terribly crazy.
Phew.
So
that's
for that,
we're professionals.
The NOS canister injects into the engine. You get a big old lurch as steam goes forward, but y'all stand firm. A little bit of rabbit cheeks doing this. Speed,
I don't need your jacket, Ziggy.
and the feather, like just almost like just the lightest little short feather molting happening as it's just flying off, and Ziggy's just holding on to the throttle as if it's the most natural thing in the world. Doesn't bother me at all.
I point my wings into the wind like I'm flying.
Yeah. Careful, you're going to start catching. You're going to get a little bit of lift like a kite if you're not careful.
We need to tie
I point
you.
Him down so it pushes me into the...
Tie you up with a rope and attach you
oh
to the side of the
my
tree.
Gosh.
Next time.
Like a
y'all
kite.
Y'all are already flying.
You got to fly me like a kite.
Fly on down. You get to what Ziggy would deduce to be the appropriate distance to start dropping the throttle and start moving on, slowing on down into the train yard back in town. So you come on in, you kind of do a little weaving pass, not unlike the path back from the train test, where you kind of weave through the different switches and end up back more or less in front of Audrey's warehouse.
As we're pulling in, I'm going to just pull the horn a couple times.
Okay, you do that, and within a matter of a few seconds, you like Audrey comes rushing out because train whistle going off in the middle of the day, very close to her warehouse. Hey, what's going on out here? Hey, what's happening? Whoa, Ziggy, what? Hey, what? Is that you?
You recognize this train?
Yeah, what's it doing back here? Why isn't?
I got something to show you. Come over here.
Oh man, I never like when he says that. Okay. And she, starts kind of going around the side of the train. And I imagine the idea is to get her to see the dragon.
Yeah, so I'll hop down and be like, Audrey, meet Kyrene.
Okay, all right. There are more dragons, more multiplying dragons. Hello, Kyrene. Okay, Ziggy, a word?
What's the word?
She can talk. She can speak common.
Hello.
Okay. All right. Hi. So, a lovely color. Looks. you look like another guy I know. Yeah. I don't know many dragons. I'm sorry.
Me neither, to be honest. Okay.
That's her son, actually, that you met.
Kareem, this is Audrey. Oh, she built the train.
Okay, I guess Kareem. Kareem, did you guys build that makes train? Sense.
Fixed it.
Okay.
All right, so how long you staying?
We're taking her right to the lighthouse.
Yeah, you want to join us?
Do I want to join? Okay, I don't know about this one.
No pressure, but I can buy you a drink after.
All right. Well, buy me two, and we'll talk.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
You got a deal.
Cool. So she agrees to come with, and one drink for Dragon. Y'all are able to start, you know, hop off, do whatever you need to do to shut down the train, hop off, and start heading towards the lighthouse. What route do you take to the lighthouse with this dragon?
Good question. Is there? There's no train route, right?
Yeah, I will say that from the, and this is something that Boko would perhaps remember, after your meeting in the at the train yard when y'all were trying to figure out what you were doing, Boko went east of the train yard to find a little tree on the beach to nap under.
Oh, yeah.
So Boko would remember that there is, you know, some form of beach land on the coast that you could potentially go down.
Ooh.
Additionally, through town.
Maybe Audrey could help us, too, being a local.
Mm-hmm. I guess that does make sense, doesn't it?
Audrey, do you think it's safe to walk on the beach towards the lighthouse?
I think for the most part, yeah. Like from here to the lighthouse, it's pretty clear. It gets a little.
Probably shouldn't take her through town. Is all I'm.
Yeah, probably not.
After the incident with James.
Oh yeah, that would not. Yeah, everyone's still a little bit riled up. Yeah, probably not through town. Probably a bad idea. No, yeah. So the coast from here is pretty clear. It's not until you hit the lighthouse in Beaches Cove that it starts getting rocky and craggy, like towards starting there towards the south. I think you experienced a little bit of that with y'all's swim the other day.
Yep.
Something.
Fish people.
I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore.
So it sounds like we're going for a long walk on the beach.
Yeah,
works for me.
Boko, we could hang back a little bit.
Okay.
With Kareem?
Sure.
If Ziggy and Audrey want to walk on the beach?
Yeah, you guys can.
Yeah, you hurry ahead.
We'll hang back with Kareem. Yeah. Just
she's a little slower right now while she's still recovering. You know.
Plus, Audrey needs. She probably knows the way.
That's wonderful, Kareem.
It's just follow the beach.
I like give Kareem a look like. Kareem, get on board.
I'm gonna make Kareem do an insight check. I guess you do a persuasion. You do a persuasion, and if she rolls the number you roll or higher, she'll get the drift.
15.
And that was a 19 for her. All right.
Oh.
Do you have
gotcha.
A wink? Do you
know dragons can wink? I didn't.
Back
I feel
home,
like it would be
Kareem?
Audible.
Yeah. Just a slimy, wet squelch. Click noise.
Yes. Sorry, what question was asked that led to that?
It said a wink.
You can kind of hear when you blink. Audible. Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no, I hate that. I thought you meant like the dragon talking, but oh man. I don't want to think about that. Moving on.
Get that out.
Please. Yeah, let's drive. Let's walk on down the beach, y'all. Let's walk on down the beach. So I guess Audrey will be towards the front, kind of just, I guess, to navigate more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Navigate but for the most along part, this street line.
Yeah, more or less. But, you know, there's some, you know, sandy dunes. It can get a little difficult as the, you know, sands shift. Not like shifting sand. You know what I mean? You know.
So
sand is not the most forgiving surface.
Audrey, you You come down here often?
They, I mean...
Boko and Marion give each other such a look.
I mean, not terribly often. I usually just look at the... watch the beach from my warehouse. It's actually the going down to the... I mean, remember going down to the lighthouse was like the... To meet her son here was like the first time I'd been down to the lighthouse in a long time. So, you know.
Why is that?
It's just... I don't know. I used to spend a lot of time on the beach with my sister. And it's just... It's been different since she's been gone, you know?
Whatever happened to her?
She's just... She's gone. She left, you know?
Left. And I'll put in, like, air quotes. Left or left?
Which one's which?
Did she die?
No. She didn't die, no.
Boko is not going well.
No, she just...
Can you hear that? Do you hear that?
She, Well, you know, you might have picked up that I love working in the area. I like being the, well, best mechanic around until you came along, I guess. But, yeah, it just... I don't know. It seemed like it wasn't enough for her, and I get it. She's like, really talented. She's probably more talented than I am. She's probably more talented than you are, actually. I mean, not that you'd ever believe that. But, but yeah, it's just... Yeah, we don't talk like we used to. And sometimes the...
Do you know where she went?
No. I know she wandered off. Wanted to go, like, and, you know, enhance her skills, like, get better at, you know... Like, she was just never satisfied being, a trained mechanic here, you know? So,
Are you not interested in enhancing your skills?
I mean, I make a pretty good living here. You know, we don't always, you know, I'm like, I don't think people need the, like, always aim for the biggest and best thing. Sometimes what you have is pretty good and you can just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Big respect.
Is Boko in the background?
Just muttering that, yeah. Elbowing Marion.
Yes. I get that, but, I mean, don't you ever just want to learn something new, see something new?
I mean, I did learn something new. I mean, I got, like, you came down here and started messing with things, and sometimes, you just got to see how other people work, and you get some, you learn some pretty cool tricks from that. I still haven't figured out the bang to remove a dent as opposed to make one. That one I haven't figured out yet.
It's a bit of a mystery.
But yeah, you know, I did a really good job with the adding the extra canister there onto the engine for an extra little extra oomph, you know. So, I mean, what about you? Why do you why are you always looking to be bigger, better, best kind of thing?
Well, I don't necessarily care to be the best, so to speak. I just think flying is really cool, if I'm being honest, and. A lot of what I'm doing here is just kind of building up my fundamentals, you know? Okay, if I'm being honest, I really want to build an airship.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What kind of... So are we talking like... I guess, how do you make an airship? What do you...
That's a
like,
great question.
I'm trying to think of, like, I'm so used to seeing ships coming in and out of port. I'm like, okay, one of those in the sky? Like, what's the best way to do that?
More or less. I don't know. I know... Starts with bang to remove a dent, and then you work your way up from there. Until
there's a lot of steps in between Ziggy and an airship, I see.
And eventually you got an airship. I've got this so far, and the hoverboard, I pull it that you've seen before. This is me at least proving the concept works to my own mind, but I've heard that they already exist in Morrow.
Oh, yeah, it's my... My sister said something about that at one point in time. Yeah, cool. So, yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know, like, how they're designed or anything in Morrow. So...
You could come with us and learn.
I'm a little afraid of heights. I mean, honestly, I'm getting a little afraid of trains at this point. So, I still love them, but whew, there's been some experiences over the past few days, haven't there?
Are we within 150 feet of the lighthouse at this point?
What are you at?
Just while this conversation's happening, we're walking, I want to point at the lighthouse and send a message to Kaizum and say, Mom's outside.
Okay. All right. All right, I'll keep that in the back pocket. Give me a sec. I had a question I was going to ask, but I lost. You showed me the hoverboard. May I?
By all means.
She takes the hoverboard and looks at it. Before I do this, Jared, are you okay if she tinkers with it slightly?
Yep.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay, so this is interesting. She picks it up and she kind of like eyes down like the stabilizers on the side, and she's like, you know, it's the slightest thing, but have you been pulling to one side a little bit on this thing?
Yeah, I figure it's just, you know, trying to figure out my own balance.
Okay, no. You actually got a little bit of a catch. You see how the like,
sure,
look at the two.
I do. Sure,
no,
there's
no, no,
a catch.
No, look at them. Okay, you see how it's just you got to have a keen eye for this. See how that just bends in just slightly on the end of the tail on the left side?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah? Okay. Well, give me a second.
Yeah, I see it.
She's like, can I borrow the little wrench?
I toss it to her.
Okay, she grabs it and she kind of just, you can barely see. It's like she's just kind of tapping on it the slightest bit. And it looks like it barely doesn't even move, sort of thing. She's like, okay, I know it seems crazy, but I'll see if that keeps you from doing your little pull and turn.
All right, I'll try it out.
Okay, go ahead. And I can't remember how we did this last time. Did we do like spell casting, or did we do like dexterity?
Either one. I don't remember. Maybe acrobatics or arcana. Oh, I think it was arcana, actually.
Yeah. Right. Because it was like you built
so
the thing.
So that's 23.
23? Okay. Ooh. So you hop on the thing, and it's it only goes a few feet before you really start to lose your balance, kind of thing. But in the in the 9 or 10 feet that you move, you are able to like keep straight. Like that drag that you were feeling on the back left many, many days ago, first thing in the morning, that drag's no longer happening. And you don't know how, because it looked like she didn't even change anything.
Huh.
But it changed it just enough.
I thought you said you didn't know how to hit something with a wrench to fix it.
I said I didn't know how to hit things with a wrench to undent it.
You'll get there, because this seems pretty close.
All right, well, anyways.
Just saying, if you come with us, there's a lot more cool stuff like this to work on.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I always got work to do. You know? So right around that time, close enough in view of the lighthouse, you're able to send a message. And the message says,
Mom's outside.
Mom's outside, that's all. So it takes a few seconds. Probably 15 seconds or so. But you actually, looking at the lighthouse in the distance, the sunlight still streaming on it from the west towards the water. You can see kind of a figure bust out of the top of the lighthouse, like near the handrail
bust?
Sorts of things. Yes,
explode.
Bust. Not like okay. Explode, but like
hear shattering glass.
Wiggle. Given the implication that he wiggled his way up that staircase that you've seen Rowena come down before.
Oh, goodness.
And from the top of, like, it's almost like a puppy leaning on the balcony before it, you know, was just excited to see the owner coming home, sort of thing. But he does that, and then when he starts gliding on down and flying towards y'all.
Yay!
And
I start waving at him as though he can't see us.
Yeah. Dragons, just slow motion dragons running on the beach towards each other.
Yay!
An old
and
baby
the sunset.
In the
I'm tearing up.
Light, so the beautiful. Water sparkling with the sunlight coming in at such an obtuse angle, you know. And they are the like the Kaizum, as he reaches Kyrene, you can see that she, like, gives herself a little stutter step so that when he dives at her, she, like, tumbles back with him.
Like, oh, you're such a good, strong boy. Did you miss me?
And I forgot the difference between the two voices.
Wondering how nosy I'm going to be here. Do I have a spell slot to understand this just, intimate
moment?
We just
hear screaming.
Just
What's wrong?
Sorry, is this the wrong son and mama? Is there a second pair? We get them mixed up. But the dragons are happily reunited.
Do we have to roll saves for fear?
No.
All this shouting going on. Okay.
But,
I'm so proud of them.
And as this scene is going on, you do, anyone who's kind of looking around can see that there, you can now see like a short, somewhat stout silhouette on the balcony of the lighthouse as well.
I wave. He waved back.
Yes, he did.
I'll point to Mick and say, and cast a message and say, we found his mama, so we thought we'd bring him together.
Who said that? All right. I knew those dragons were always watching. I knew it. Now there's two of them.
Did I hear all of this?
Yes.
Sorry, Mick. It's Marion. I wave while I say this. It's
okay.
Right here.
I love this guy.
We waving, and I'll wave as well.
Everyone's waving. Are y'all, as a party, still moving towards the lighthouse, more or less? All right. So as you approach the lighthouse, eventually, you know, as y'all are getting close, Mick disappears from the top of the lighthouse, downstairs, out the front door. He's like, well, I see you found my dragon.
Your dragon?
From the story.
Well, you see,
there was... He told us about...
I think I saw you before. That's all. That's all I'm saying. At least I hope it was you and not... Well, there was another one, you know?
Yeah, the third dragon.
Dragons everywhere. So,
Kyrene, this is Mick.
Hello?
He was taking care of Kaizum for us.
Yes, and he's such a good little boy. And, like, Kaizum actually runs up to him and he does a little head rub. And he's being very loving on him. And Kyrene's like,
you're all right.
I think so, too.
Just don't try his beans. They're not very good.
They're canned, to be fair.
More of a carnivore myself. Sorry, pescatarians.
Kyrene, do you need an extra night to recover before I assume you head back home?
We could guard the beach.
Yeah. Mick has opened up his grounds to us before, and maybe he's amenable to doing that again if you need time.
Well, I am amenable to that. How do I see this? She's kind of a large gal. How do I...
The grounds. Sorry, Mick. Just the grounds.
I always say, I mean, if she wants to curl up on top,
there might be
I don't
a more
know
delicate way of saying that for just future reference.
Okay. Sorry about that. She didn't hear me, did she?
I just look at Kyrene.
All right. No. All right, good.
Good, Mick.
We seem all right.
Well, you're very generous, Mick. Thank you.
Yeah. Just, probably down the embankment there on the south side. You could probably, just kind of bunk like you did before if you want. Or, you know, Kaizum can stay inside again if he wants as well, you know.
Just one last slumber party.
I've grown fond of the boy, you know.
Kyrene, when we found Kaizum the second time, the first time it was a bit awkward. There was a whole situation. Doesn't matter. He can tell you later. The second time, there were fish people trying to capture him. I don't know where they came from or what their deal was. They attacked us, and we sort of left none alive. Do you know anything about that? The fish people?
I've encountered some from time to time.
So, well, we spend a lot of time diving deep and fishing for food. And every now and then we come along some creatures from the deep who don't take too kindly to us. I don't know for what reasons. I don't know if we appear to be predators to them, or we're taking their food, or we're on their territory. I'm not entirely sure. But every now and then, if we dive too deep, we have come across some creatures before.
Okay. Have they come to the surface before? Because they were in a cave on a beach at low tide.
I don't know about that, actually.
Okay. I just found it weird. I mean, I would have anyway, because they're fish people.
I'm sure. You know, well, not to say too much, but we have utilized underwater cave systems before.
Oh.
So it wouldn't surprise me if other creatures did the same.
Hmm. Okay. I have one more question.
Mm.
This one's, you can say no. But if I get a potion of water breathing and a pair of goggles, could you take me for a dive one time? I don't know if that's asking too much, but I think it could be cool.
After saving me, my little friend, looking after Kaisem.
Friend?
It would be an honor.
Oh my gosh. I tear up. Start crying.
Anything else anyone wants to do? Either here at the lighthouse or to tie up loose ends otherwise?
I'm writing that down.
Kyreen, in your deep dives, have you ever seen something like a bubble boat? Do you know if that's real?
I don't understand.
Like a boat, but in a bubble, deep below the surface of the water.
For air breathers.
I still don't think I understand.
So it's not real. Okay, well.
So we...
She just hadn't seen one.
You're right. It's still possible.
Maybe we can invent them.
I look at Ziggy.
We're going to be in the sky and the sea by the end of this dang campaign.
We will explore. I don't see why the ship can't be both.
I haven't made that much of the map. A very short exploration.
Kyrim, I do have one request. Again, you can say no. Do you happen to have any loose scales? I could maybe take a couple.
I mean, my elbows get a little ashy.
Do dragons molt?
I'm sure.
Bearded dragons molt.
Matter of a few days, I'll have a few.
No rush. I was just. It's an interesting material, is all.
Yeah. I suppose.
If you're not using it.
Yeah. Assuming you're not.
It's just part of me.
If you don't mind, Kyrim, I can make camp with you and take a watch so that you can.
I can't
sleep
that.
Finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take a watch as well so that you don't have to worry about watching.
Yes.
Ziggy, are you and Audrey going to get a room? I mean, are you going to get a room at the inn?
I plan to have
separate
my room
rooms,
at the inn.
Obviously. Yeah, I mean.
Where does Audrey? Where do you live, Audrey?
I just live out near the warehouse. Got a little.
Near, right?
Yeah. I got a little shack I bunk up in. You know, got a little hammock. You know, nothing too crazy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But, she's kind of like, she hasn't really moved much since y'all made it to the lighthouse. Just kind of like a little gobsmacked at what's happening here. Yeah.
A bit of a tableau of Audrey.
But yeah, I plan to go grab a drink and then probably sleep at the tavern if anyone
owes me a couple drinks.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone wants to join us. And I'm looking around.
Yeah, but I'll come back for the watch.
Yeah, I'll join you.
Okay.
Give you two some privacy. We'll be back tonight, though.
Well, Kazim.
Kazim can tell you about his bravery against the fish people and against us. Still sorry about that.
What? All right. So, you know, as a group, head off to the tavern. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'll bust on in. There's Merlin doing his usual cleaning of the glasses behind the counter. Say, he looks a little like kempt, I guess. The opposite of unkempt.
Oh.
Kempt. Is that right?
He's looking good.
English. Yeah. He's looking good. Yeah. His hair's been combed and he has
really
like
even.
His usual like. Because his usual long sleeve shirt with the rolled sleeves, it's like usually tends to be a bit of a drab color and it's only like half tucked sort of thing. But it's like it's a nice kind of red and yellow plaid shirt that like he still has the sleeves rolled, but they're rather than like being kind of shoved up the arm, they're actually like folded up nicely to about the elbow. He just looks really nice this evening as he's just working away on his, you know, on the bar, wiping things down. He's like, been a while. Jeez, I almost went right into Miss Marion. There we go.
Good evening, Mr. Perlin.
Good evening, Miss Marion. Well, has it been a long time since I've seen you? I've lost track.
No, we were here last night.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's been a long day though.
It's been a really wild day. I don't know what you've had going on all day, but
I'm just hanging out with your brother.
Packed.
With what? Ooh. You look very nice. I shoot Ziggy.
Yeah, did you have a bath?
I mean, I got myself a nice new brush.
You're looking fresh.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that someone's noticed. Someone else has noticed, you know.
Well, what are you dressed up for with a packed day?
I just felt good about myself this evening.
As
you
should, Mr. Perlin. Mm-hmm. Ales, please.
All right, sounds good. And he goes and gets them. It's the Perlin Ale, the usual.
The best in house.
Yeah. All right, sounds
whatever
great.
Whatever Audrey wants.
Go to the tip. And Audrey just says, two of them.
Oh, you got me one, thanks.
I shell out the gold. Mm-hmm. How much? How much of that? What's the damage? I mean, copper or silver, perhaps.
Yeah, sorry, let me get my
list out.
You
don't have to pay for my drink, Boko.
Oh, first round's on me.
Well, that's very nice.
First round's on Mr. Robert by
right,
tomorrow.
So, let me see. So, four of us, but two for Audrey, mm-hmm. right? So that's 20 copper, two silver. Two silver total buying the first round.
Yeah, I got it. Ting, ting. All right. That's the silvers.
Thank you very much. All right. And here you go. And he starts sliding down mugs to y'all, just whipping them on down. He's very good at his aim. You don't even need to say for that. Just boom, boom, boom. Just stops right in front of y'all with a double slide for Audrey there.
Jesse, you interested in drinking with us?
Well, may I? I mean, I'm always down. Down for a nice ale, a good down to clown, you know. Is that the right word?
You're not too busy right now.
I don't know. Do you children even know about clowns these days?
They've fallen
out of vogue,
is.
Shall we say? All right, no, I'll get a little something, and he actually puts out a little small glass. It's a little bit too large to be considered a shot glass, but it is smaller than the pints that y'all are dealing with. And he goes over to the register and pulls out the jug that you, Marion, will recognize as the jug you fetched so that you could sanitize James's shoulder wound.
Ooh,
he's taking serious business.
He pours a little bit of the glass and takes a sip and goes,
just like green smoke come out of his mouth.
All right, so what are we talking about?
Well, I'll hold my ale up. Cheers to a completed mission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say a cheers to that.
Cheers.
Clink.
Sorry about that. What's the mission?
We're working with Robert.
Right. You mentioned my brother, so how did you end up working with Robert? What's that about?
Well, you remember the situation with the I look both ways. Dragon?
Well, yeah, of course I remember the dragon. Marie stops playing his accordion for a second. And then Perlin just like looks at him and continues.
Well, it turns out that wasn't the only dragon.
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's resolved. Don't worry.
We ran into Robert just by happenstance and offered assistance for a problem he was having.
Because it seemed.
Sorry, what was Robert's issue have to do with the dragon, though?
It seemed like it was dragon related.
You remember how the dragon was in the warehouse here?
Yeah.
Very similar to that, but
plastics
different warehouse.
Warehouse. Yeah.
Now, how well do you know your family's folklore? Is there a tendency for dragons to be attracted to Perlin's, Benji?
Ooh, an ancient curse, perhaps.
Not that I'm aware
Blessing.
Of. I do know that, there's some old legends.
I lean in.
I am poised for note-taking.
out of game, or is Boko pulling out a notebook?
Both.
So, something I do know is that, there was a place, it's more or less a rumor, but a place called Bosk Othi.
Mm-hmm. Tyreen told us about
that. I understand
that.
Oh, she did. Interesting. Yeah. So, you're saying it's not a rumor?
Well, I don't know. I mean.
Right.
That's.
Kareem is a human person who told me this.
False teeth?
I guess it's a fair point. I made a poor assumption there.
We just met in town. No, doesn't matter. Okay, I just have heard that before.
Go ahead and give me a deception check, because I was
sweating profusely now. Crap. Excuse me.
Oh no, that's 10.
19.
Oh.
Right.
Blinking a lot, looking around, not making eye contact.
He just looks at you skeptically. Doesn't seem to have an interest in addressing it, but you get a very strong sense that he is looking straight into your soul right now.
Or I would if I was looking at him.
Right. So, my understanding is that draconic for false teeth.
Yes.
And, more or less related to the kind of rocky, craggy nature of the area that the dragons are rumored to have come from.
Mm-hmm.
And, the long and the short of it is that some hundreds of years ago, dragons were aplenty in these parts. But as this area kind of became populated, I think even before my grandfather's time here, many of the dragons were chased out by peoples in the area because they recognized that the presence of the dragons were affecting the swimming patterns of the fish in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And since, there's a reason, there's a reason we still live off of fish to this day. And, so, hundreds of years ago, the dragons were more or less hunted so that the humans could preserve their way of life.
That they were stealing from dragons.
Sorry, what?
See? Was it what?
All right. But, so before my grandfather's time, I'm pretty sure there's been family stories as to whether or not my great-grandfather was involved in the removal of the dragons. The tale that's passed down to my family is that he founded Perlin's Pier formally. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know if that coincides with what happened back then with the dragons or not. But, there used to be many dragons out off the coast.
What was your grandfather's name?
I have that written down somewhere.
How long do dragons live?
Years.
That's a great question.
Are there I don't any have the answer to.
Who would remember your great-grandfather?
My grandfather's name was Richard.
And it was his father who founded Perlin.
Yeah, his father, James Perlin, is responsible for founding the town.
While we're all just, you know, enjoying ourselves and having a drink or two or three, whatever did happen between you and Robert, Mr. Perlin?
I mean, you don't want to hear that old tale. It's not as exciting as you might think.
I mean, he seemed like a nice enough guy. You seem like a good guy.
Yeah, the long and the short of it is that I took after my grandfather, Richard, and he took after our father, Robert the First. And, neither my father nor my brother were cared particularly much about Perlin's Pier as a place. They were more interested in what Perlin Plastics and Textiles could become.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're kind of the reason that Perlin Town is the hub of commerce and, you know, industry as opposed to Perlin's Pier back when my grandfather Richard was in charge. Most of the production happened right here. You did the fishing, you did the whaling, you got the oil, you just pretty much took it on down the block back where now that there's the side of the train yard that used to be the side of the old factory. In fact, some of those buildings you might have noticed there were like kind of a more of a square stone structure as opposed to the teepeed aluminum siding kind of thing. That's because they were repurposed back in the day to house the train facility to move everything further inland. And as production moved further inland, so too did the people and the businesses. And that is something that Robert and I have disagreed on for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, I'm still upset with both him and my father.
Do you talk much at all?
Nope. Nary a word.
I'm going to pull out the sending stone.
Just as slowly I shake my head at Ziggy, trying to keep it as subtle as possible.
I'll roll to see if I notice.
And then I'm going to cast a message, and I'm going to yell in his head, Ziggy, don't you dare!
And I'm just going to drop the sending stone on the bar.
Does it die? You know, it dials.
Well, what's the thing you have here? Picks it up, looks at it.
It's a sending stone.
Hmm. All right. And sets it down, back down. So one of those fancy guild things?
Sort of.
Not that one. This one is. And I'll show the guild sending stone.
All right. So what's that one?
This is one. For our current job.
Oh, well, good. Glad you've already got yourself a new gig after fixing that train there.
I just drink my ale.
Crickets. Crickets.
Does your brother have a wife, Mr. Perlin?
He did. Well, a couple, actually.
Oh. Is he a black widower?
Pardon? What?
I don't know. I hear stories.
No, he just... he never loved anyone as much as he loved the business and, his reputation and image, you know.
If there was one thing you could say to your brother, what would you say?
I'd say...
And I'm going to sleight of hand attempt to stealthily activate the sending stone.
This is the unfortunate moment you realize that the sending stone only works once a day.
Shoot.
Phew. I don't realize that.
No, I don't. I'm sweating.
My brother will. I'd say he's a big old jerk face. And if his head was a butt, he'd be more handsome. He's a donkey.
That's a pretty good one.
That's what I have to say.
I know that this is a swear jar, Mr. Perlin, but honestly, I'm going to hold it in front
of him. Fair enough.
One copper. Thank you.
Place a copper in there.
Just.
I think that was a fantastic one. I need to learn from the Perlin Book of Insults, I think.
Once, Unless you have any other questions for me, I should start milling about with some of the other patrons, see if they need anything.
Well, have a good night, and I'll hold up my glass to cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
He holds up his jug.
To Berlin.
Berlin. And tucks it underneath.
Thanks for your
counter.
Time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your patronage. Different kind of patronage from you. Actually, no, you weren't too patronizing tonight. You tried to be, but Perlin didn't know. Anyways, anything else y'all would like to do before?
Put my drink on the table, empty glass, and say, I'm going to head back to Kyrim and Kazim.
Okay, I'll come with.
Okay, thanks for the drink, Boko.
Yeah.
And Audrey is finishing her second in the time that y'all have finished your first. She's like, that was good. Thanks for the invite. I think I shall sleep soundly tonight.
On the way with Boko, I'm going to say, you know, it sounds like a lot of people have trouble with their siblings out here, so it was really nice to see you and Casca kind of get along. Do you miss her?
Well, I do air quotes, get along. I'm sure I'll miss her soon. It's been a bit crazy. I haven't had time.
Your spats seemed a little bit more playful than
we
a lot of this
fun.
Other stuff.
Friendly banter.
See, what are you doing in this time? Are you doing? Are you heading back with them? What are you?
I'm gonna.
I should have told
sleep
him to walk out
at
home.
The
walk
inn.
Audrey home.
All right.
Tavern. So I'm gonna just say, well, I'm headed up to bed. Have you guys already left?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Before you head up there, Mr. Ziggy, with the completion of your contract before, they have stopped paying your fees. So it'll be not counting. Let me see. You are paid for the ale. Another 4 silver pieces for you to keep your accommodations for the night.
No problem. You want payment now or in the morning?
I prefer it, but now I never. I'm an early riser, but every now and then someone snuck out on me.
Ooh.
Only once in a while.
Sure, I'll pass over 5 silver.
Right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Here's. Wait. That's an extra, I think. Did I lose count?
All good.
All good? Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you. And you have yourself a lovely night.
Audrey, do you have any plans tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'll just, trying to find more things to tinker with, I guess. A little slow in the. On the train front these days, so I might just go wander on down to the junkyard in town and just see what I can, if I can scrounge anything. Every now and then, the factory drops off some broken gears and stuff, and it can be good to, like, try to strap things together.
Makes sense. If you're ever looking for a more interesting junkyard, you should check out the one in Isant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, actually, I live there.
Ah, in the junkyard, that's appropriate.
It is.
You wreck it, Ralph. Right.
Wait, you do live in the junkyard?
In a house in the junkyard.
Right. And she and Audrey motions to Perlin for another drink. He slides it on down. She's like, well, I'm going to have another one. You have a good night.
Have a good night.
Right. You go up. Is there anything you do before going to bed?
I'm going to check to see if see if I can tell if the sending stone worked with sending the message from Jesse.
Go ahead and do an arcana check. Yeah.
14?
14. I was going to call the DC 15. So we'll say inconclusive for Ziggy in character. You can tell that it has been used because, you know, like it no longer, it's lost the capacity to glow for the day, but you're not sure if that was before or after the sleight of hand. Anything else?
No, I'm just going to head to my room.
All right, sounds good. And you two walking on back towards the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As you approach, you can hear, you know, some like just like sounds of dragons tromping about and playing and stuff like that. As one young Kaizum is very excited to have his mama back. What do you all do?
So sweet.
Is there a campfire going? Did Mick make him a campfire or anything?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Well, then I'll sit next to it.
No. I was going to make one if you didn't. I'm sorry. Did you want an opportunity? I didn't have to make Mick do that. I thought I was trying to accommodate
you. No.
I accommodated the wrong direction.
No. And I'll sit down, kind of at around the campfire, but on the opposite side, a little bit at a distance, still trying to give him space.
All right. Just continue to play. Boko, anything?
No, we too. You know, they're... I'll just hang out.
Okay.
In the meantime.
Right. You know, give it another 20 minutes or so. The kid tuckers himself out. Starts to get kind of sleepy as the sun's getting low. We're in twilight. Like it's dark by this point.
I'm going to rub my hands together and are there like leaves around me?
Not in the immediate vicinity. There is going to be.
Is there anything flammable around me? Ish.
Evens or odds?
I have candles.
Evens.
That's an 8, so we'll say, yeah, there are no leaves, but being on a beach, there is the occasional piece of driftwood about, and so there's definitely some small ones about that are...
Pick them up and one by one light them on fire until they burn, and then pick up another one.
All right. Sounds good. Interesting. And for you, Boko?
If Kyrim is... free, available. I might ask her a quick question. Kyrim, do you know how old dragons can be?
Dragons live pretty long.
Much longer than humans, yeah?
Very much so.
So Kyrim
here is, he's 5, but until he's 7, he's more or less a baby.
Mm.
And he's still considered young for another 100 years or so.
Whoa. Okay. Well, I'm just asking because while we were at the pier, Mr. Perlin said that there's a family legend of his great-grandfather founding Perlin's pier... and that there may or may not have been dragons being driven out of the area. And I was just wondering if you'd know anyone old enough to remember that time.
No. I'm old enough to remember that. It was a bit of a harrowing time. For whatever reason, the humans decided they didn't want us around anymore.
The fish, I think, and greed, probably.
They started hunting us, so we went underground. More appropriately, underwater. And found ourselves a new home. Look around you. See this cove? Further south here, see how the caves line this place. The tide comes in and out, and there's just a whole labyrinth of systems here. We used to be all sorts of nooks and crannies about. Up on the cliff sides to the north, you could find little nooks and coves that we could excavate out and build little perches overlooking the ocean up in the sky. But, those are old times now. We haven't felt safe in quite some time. Mm. So we stay hidden.
Man. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I don't imagine it was your doing, little one.
No, probably not.
But there's a possibility?
I doubt it. I'm barely older than Kaizo.
Anyone have anything else they'd like to do before wrapping up for the evening?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right. So who's going to take the, between the two of you, who's taking the first watch?
I can take first watch.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and roll a perception check.
You see a dragon.
9.
9?
Do I?
You see a dragon and not much else. As the gets dark. Fire starts, begins to die down. It get, you know, come down to coals. Ocean waves coming in, and not really anything terribly of note happens. You're just sitting around a campfire with a couple snoozing dragons now.
How far am I from the water line?
You're going to be 30 yards or so.
On my nine watch, can I actually walk down to the water line?
Yeah, you can walk down to the water line.
And I'm going to cup some water in my hand and try and wash the blood off my cheek and ear.
Hmm. Forgot about that.
And kinda, if my feet are terribly dirty, clean them off too.
Okay.
And then head back to camp.
Sounds good. You do that. At the appropriate time. Is this, Bogo, are you likely to awake on your own, or will you be in a dead sleep?
I will probably need waking.
Okay. You, at the appropriate Bogo time, you wake Bogo. Okay. Bogo, give me a perception check.
Okay. I have advantage.
Oh,
thank yes, heavens I have advantage.
It's pretty dark.
Okay. Oh, so would I not?
I don't think you would in the darkness.
Okay, then that's a two.
That's a two?
Plus probably two. Plus three. That's all a five.
Right. So, it's a five?
Yeah.
Mm, just saved you. Just saved you. So, during your watch, you're doing a little bit of pacing back and forth, just kind of keeping your eyes open.
I've got my lantern
It's
out.
A little easier to see with
it's
the... oh, yeah. I probably should have taken that into account on the roll. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
But looking around, you, you know, look to the left, look to the right. You got your lantern, and then... out of your peripheral, just with the glow of the lantern, you see this massive wave coming in. And you are just quick enough to scamper up and have it at your feet. Splashes up on you, puts the lantern out, but you are physically safe. Just slightly shocked from the wave that crashed so close.
Going to take my watch, the rest of it higher up on the beach.
You may do so. And otherwise, nothing eventful happens for the night. And I believe that is where we will conclude our session for the evening.
Okay.
And guess what, guys? What y'all guys? Are leveling up.
What?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So, does everyone know what, like... anyone multi-classing or taking levels in anything in particular? I guess what I'm getting at is, are you ready to roll hit points tonight, or do you need to make some decisions before you're ready to roll hit points?
I think I'm ready, probably.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to get my third fighter level.
All right. So, let's go. Should we do clockwise or counterclockwise, guys?
Drama.
We get a triple advantage, right? Is what
nope,
I heard.
Not at all. So, you're... yeah, we'll do clockwise. Jared, 1d8 plus your constitution modifier.
That will be 3 plus 1, 4.
All right, yay. Another 4 hit points for Ziggy. Boko, for fighter. Is that a... that's a D10, right?
I think so, because I'm pretty sure it was D8 for monk.
Yeah, D10 for level and fighter. You got to pick your subclass for this one, too.
Yeah, I'm going with samurai, I think.
Nice. Very cool.
Cool. Just because it's fun sounding. That's a 6.
Nice.
Plus your constitution.
1.
1. All right, 7 more hit points for Boko. Nice. Very nice. And... Marion.
Is it a D6?
It's D4? I don't think it's a 4. I think that's only for wizard. You should be
there D6.
Yeah. D6 plus your constitution modifier.
I want a specific one. Ooh. 3 total.
All right. So 4 hit points, 7 hit points, 3 hit points. Very nice. And when we come back next time, you will have some more tricks to play with. Isn't that exciting?
Yay.
Hey, guys, y'all fought a dragon and saved a dragon.
Yay! One more successfully than the other.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. Well, maybe not evening. Evening for us. Thank you for joining us and listening. Check out more recipes at our website, hindsight20-20.com. We also occasionally put up, if there is a fifth Monday in the month, we put up a recap so that anyone who is behind and just needs a little refresher, or someone who's coming in new, can go ahead and listen to that. We already have one up, and we'll have another one coming up in May to help bring people up to speed, and hopefully, I don't know, maybe invite some friends, let them enjoy it too. And I think with that, we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.